Hi there, can you tell me your name?
It's Özlem. My name is Özlem.
Okay, Özlem, can you tell me what's going on in Turkey at the moment?
Yeah, it's just everybody's on the streets now and they're protesting. They're just, people are so angry and so sad. Why? Because you probably read about it. And there was this boy, he's 14 years old boy. He had hit by the tear gas canister by police in last June. And when he was hit by the tear gas, he was 14 years old. Mm. But he slept in coma 9 months, you know.
Yeah.
And at the end, he couldn't survive. He couldn't succeed. And this morning, he's dead. And we all people in Turkey, they were hoping him to wake up and to get, you know, better. And just everybody's so frustrated. And the other thing is, after he had hit by the police, they haven't got any policemen in, you know, to lawyers, you know, they didn't arrest anyone. They didn't arrest anyone. And the justice has been closed. The case has been, didn't go anywhere, and it's been waiting like other cases. And
So I hear that the Prime Minister's actually changed quite a lot since he was voted in. He's not the man that he said he would be.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I don't know, the reforms or the whatever, the democratic principles or whatever they're trying to do is just to get some votes from people. And they just give the titles of whatever they're going to do. They're trying to advertise those stuff. But, basically they're not doing really anything. I mean, there are like eight young people dead since last protest. And none of the police officers got any punishment. This is really awkward. This is unbelievable. You can't. And once he came from Africa trip, he made a speech at the airport, and this speech made lots of people so angry against the protesters. So what he has done is just make people to each other enemy. Like,
right.
that speech was so horrible.
What was the speech? Can you remember any of that?
He was just saying like we are holding like 50% of the people in Turkey very hardly at homes. If we let them, they will go out and show you what, you know, they're gonna fight with you. We are holding those people. We don't wanna fight, but. Like, because he speak that way, and he also said like the policeman, I gave the order to them. I said them to go and fight with the protester. He just said it directly in his word. So after he said this, and then the things happened worse even, you know. This is just like, he's a murderer. There is nothing else. I mean, he wasn't a calm person. He wasn't like a prime minister. He didn't have the right speech. He didn't have the right words.
You think he's acting more like a dictator?
Definitely. Shortly.
So he's actually causing people to fight each other now?
That's right. I mean, obviously. This is just.
Do you know if the majority of people would like to see him go?
No, actually, no. It's very minority people are left, I think, for him on his side, really. Even like the religious people, even most of the religious people, I don't think they're on his side at all anymore, because they know that it's gonna be one day the things is gonna go worse on them on their side as well. So I don't think he has very little people left on his side, and they don't really think what they are doing. I don't. It's just.
So what would you like to see happen? What would you like to see happen now?
I would really love to see that the government is gonna get down, and there will be a new government, which will be democratic, more democratic government, and they will get to just human rights. They will just get the basic human rights, and that will be enough for all of us, all the minorities in Turkey as well, for Kurdish, for Armenian, for others. Only human rights will be fine for us. But just they're so far at this moment, or they're struggling. Actually, lots of people are fighting for it now. So we need to be hopeful, maybe, and we need to support them. That's why we are here today.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.